الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. The arrogance wants a government in Iran which it can threaten or bribe and use threats and bribes to fulfill its wishes, loot the country and gain political and economic dominance. This is what they are seeking. This is the kind of change that the enemy speaks of. This is the transformation that the enemies of the Islamic Republic are conceiving. Now, the transformation that I am speaking of is completely different from the transformation that is repeated by the enemies. What I mean by the word transformation is a change in certain weak sections and points, both in the Islamic system and in the Iranian society. We have flaws, we have weak sectors and certain weaknesses. We must identify these weaknesses, we must identify these points, and with full determination, which I will talk about because it is not an easy task, we must eliminate the weaknesses and turn them into strengths, some examples of which I will share with you later. Of course, this is a difficult task. It requires national self-confidence. If a nation believes in its own talents and capabilities, it will be able to take transformational actions. A self-confident nation can complete transformational actions as well. The officials of this nation will have the courage to talk about and make transformations. Thank God our nation has self-confidence. Our nation is a self-respecting, self-confident, independent and brave nation, examples of which you have all seen, and I will share a few examples of this later. Our nation has shown on different occasions that it trusts itself and its own capabilities. The first thing we need in order for transformation to take place is national self-confidence. That is the first thing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The second thing we need is vigilance. If we fail to be vigilant, if we are heedless, we might damage our strengths in the name of transformation. We see this sometimes. Some people care about the Islamic system. They like the Islamic system and the revolution, yet sometimes they are heedless. They become careless and damage our strengths when they attempt to do something good and reform something. We must make sure we don't damage our strengths, so keep this point in mind. If we want to prevent any harm to our strengths, we need to recognize them. What are the strengths of our society? We must correctly identify them, focus on them, and understand them.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.